After 25 years in corporate, I'm currently taking time off work to reflect, reinvent, and rejuvenate. This sabbatical was 10 years in the making, after deciding that I didn't want to go through another brutal company restructure. I'm pursuing my own interests and experimenting with how I want to spend my time into the future. Welcome to a new series of Unchained podcasts. In these episodes, I'm talking to people who have taken breaks from work for various reasons. I want to understand why they did it, what they did on their breaks, and what they learned from the experience, and how they are taking these lessons from this experience back into their work lives. Today in the studio, I have Gargi Mishra. Welcome in the studio, Gargi.
Thank you. Nice to meet you in person.
Very nice to see you. I'd like you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing now.
So, because I pivoted so much in my career, it's very difficult to just put one word. So, but then if somebody asks me who I am, so I always say I am somebody who is constantly learning, seeking what's new, and then evolving and pivoting myself. And that's what made me from a trained geologist. Then I become a kimberlite petrologist, which is more technical space. And then pivoting to the innovation and new technology space, because I was always looking into what's coming next, where is the new trend look like, especially in technology space, and trying to connect that dot back to the people, process, and technology, and then solving the complex problems of today. But then doing that, when I was reading trend, I accidentally become more like a futurist, which is foresight practitioner, which I am now, where what I do is read the emerging signals, what's coming in space of technology, society, sustainability, and then forecast what did it mean for the future. And since I spent 22 years in mining, for me, it's very natural to think about what does it mean for the mining. When I say mining, it's not just mining as an operation, but thinking about future of communities, future of workforce, and the technology and consumer demand in that space. So that's what I do. Recently, I finished working as a resident futurist or foresight manager for DBS, where I was tracking trend across economy, society, politics, technology, and thinking about what did it mean for the diamond as an industry. And now I have taken a mini break, and I want to write and pivot a little bit more into strategy and academic side. So I'm writing two chapters on foresight for a textbook, upcoming textbook, where I am writing and focusing on strategy and foresight, how they bridge together, and then also role of foresight in Industry 5.0.
Mm-hmm. So you're currently on a mini break. Is this the first break you've taken, or have you taken breaks in the past as well?
I did. Actually, the very first intentional break I took just when the COVID started, and that was the a deliberate sabbatical.
And why did you take that break?
So that's very interesting, because when I took that break, just before that, I was not planning to take a break. I was in my flow, because if you see, my career is can be divided into two decades. One very much focused in mining as exploration geologist, working across Operation Angola, DRC, Botswana, and then pivoted to the innovation space. So when I took the break, pretty much I was on my a full force flow. I was getting the traction. I was getting the work. So I was not thinking about the break that time, because it was my time to shine in that space, which I just found my new niche, which was digital transformation. But then the COVID hit, and I realized most of the companies and organization, and as a whole, we were not prepared to understand what does it mean for a new world. And especially it took a lot of toll on women, especially working women with the family. And I realized I was working for 18 hour plus. When I say working, it's family work and professional work, but I was up for 18 hours for more than 9 months. And then one day, just near my birthday time, my son, which was just turning 3, he proposed that we should buy a bed for me, because he never saw me sleeping. And that was something like a trigger for me, that I don't want to be a role model for my child who thinks that sleeping is bad, taking rest is bad. And he used to sometimes say like that I don't want to sleep because mama never sleep. And that trigger just made me think this is not the way to pursue. And especially in lockdown, there was not much support system around. It made me to pause and say, okay, I'm going to take a break, because we didn't know when the lockdown will over. So it's kind of an indefinite break and just pause. Okay, been there, done that. Now it's my time to just focus on my family and myself. And that was the reason I took a break.
Mm-hmm. And did you tell the company you were taking a break, or did you have to resign to be able to take your break?
Funny enough, I did resign, but even though company was also going through restructure, and somehow the HR managers, they were anyway going to staff cutting. So I will say I was lucky enough. Rather than taking it as a resignation, they offered me, why not I take mm-hmm. a retrenchment, which unwittingly helped me that time, that because I didn't plan for this break, I didn't plan for my finances, but at least it gave me some cushion to prepare for what's coming and what's ahead. And then also helped me think, okay, this break is not just for me and my time, because now I have a little bit financial security. Why not invest into myself and do some more, mm-hmm. Pursue some other areas of study I want to do.
So what was your plan for the break? What did you want to use the break for?
Initially, when I took the break, because it was just triggered with this conversation that you don't take a rest. And then when I look at myself at the mirror, I was looking tired, very old. And I realized I'm just like a robot, just ticking box things. So that time there was no so what moment for me. It was just, okay, I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing so that I can be with just 24 hours focusing on my family, my child, and remember what he's doing or saying. And then after a few weeks and months, because if you are a workaholic, you've been to work, you always start thinking. And then I start getting this itch that, okay, this work is good. I'm enjoying being full-time mom, but I need to do something else. So I start thinking about, was it really a good decision to take a break? But then I again, and that was my reflection moment. And then mm-hmm. I sat down, I said, no, I needed this break. I don't want it to keep on doing what I was doing. Rather think about why I took this break. And it can't be just because I need to take care of the family and house. It has to be beyond that. Mm-hmm. And that's where I decided for 7-8 months, I'm going to focus only on upskilling myself into sustainability, decarbonization. So I did few online courses, but then also being very deliberate that I'm not going to accept any role coming my way or apply intentionally unless the role speaks to me. And then start thinking about every day when, as I was learning, what I actually enjoy most. And I realized from last 10 years, even though I was doing hands-on digital transformation roadmap, benchmarking, implementing, the part I enjoy most was looking into future trends and then bringing back them to life. So, but then I didn't have a word for it, what it really mean. And then I saw the advertisement by De Beers. It mm-hmm. was pretty much the job which I was like listed. I want to do this. So it was very good alignment. And that was the reason I said, okay, this is the job, speak to me. So let's go back.
Mm. So it sounds like you did quite a lot of introspection and reflection while you were on the break. And what does that look like for you?
For now, mm-hmm. it's more give me confidence, especially going in and out from market several times and then bouncing back. Give me confidence that what I'm thinking is there is a niche demand for it mm-hmm. and not to get desperate and just seek the work, rather wait for the right opportunity where I can fulfill what I enjoy, but then also learn something new. But that understanding and being patient about the opportunity, I think that's the break gave me. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was more like a very impulsive. If something comes to my way, every work was just a yes. You know, mm-hmm. I will say yes to everything. So I have done random admin job to, deep thought processes like designing digital transformation simultaneously because it's a work, it's coming my way, everything is yes. Break taught me how to say no to the things which are not aligned, not to jump even if it looks like a very big opportunity, but if it's not a connecting dot. So that patience, I think I learned that.
Yeah. And if you think back to the break, is there anything you would have done more of?
Yes. Because my break was so sudden, and because I love to read, I love to research, so I start reading about who other people have done this or what are the framework or things I can apply. So coincidentally, I came across two books. One was Robin Sharma, Everyday Hero. Mm-hmm. And that book was kind of gave me strength and be the pillar that whatever I'm doing, I can be a hero. I don't have to be executive leader to be a hero. So that gave me kind of a comfort and strength and bravery to do what I do. And then also I read, not necessarily the full book, but I read a script of the book from the Sally Buxton, Soul Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of articles going around at the same time. So that helped me to understand I'm not the only woman or only person taking this break. And because I love to track trends, I also start seeing there was this emerging trend in COVID, work from anywhere, mm-hmm. this nomad lifestyle. And then millennial and Gen Z, how they work digitally, you know, they work few months, then they take a time off for their what they want to do in life. So those things kind of inspired me that I'm not the only one doing it. And it's okay to take a break. Because traditionally, as a woman, especially as Indian woman breaking into mine, it was always like that, if you go off, you're gone, you vanished. And I've seen some of the very successful women actually disappear. And one time in my life, I used to actually say, we can put a billboard of the, you know, successful women who win top 100 women in mine, but where they are, and they take a break, and they somehow never bounce back. But in last 5 to 6 years, we see the different trend. Women are coming back. Organizations are welcoming. Either it's BHP, Rio Tinto, even Google. This cross-industry pollination, giving opportunity to you can take a break. So I knew that if I go off and I decide not to come back or back, it won't be a obstacle for me. Mm. I guess industry won't be stopping me. It will be my own decision.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a trade-off. You know, if you decide that you want to leave and you have a constructive or conscious break from work, you have to decide whether you want to enter that race again. So I think a lot of people leave the race to do something else. I know in my case, that is the case. It's unlikely that I will go back into corporate or that mining industry again, unless some of the people from that industry are some of my clients. Yeah, I think it's basically, somebody said it very, very nicely in one of the earlier episodes around whose race are you running? Who are you competing against? And if you're taking a break to do something that your heart is calling you towards, then it doesn't matter. You're gonna lose ground if you're trying to join the same race again.
Yeah.
But it depends on whose race you're running.
And I think that awareness, at least for me, came from taking that break, because traditionally we are being taught that if you have this many years of experience, this is what you're supposed to do next. This is the kind of role you should do. But when I accepted the foresight role, even though I was tracking trends for last 7-8 years, foresight as a term was very new to me. Mm-hmm. Application, the way I learned strategic foresight was very new to me. So even in interview, when they asked me, you sure you want to do this because of your years of experience? And I said, we are intern in our, somewhere we are always intern, and I'd like to learn something new. But then I also want to do it because it aligns. It might push me years behind from where I was traditionally supposed to be. But this is what I want to be as a new person. And so that understanding, you know, it can be. And that's what also understanding that when you take a break, your new career might not be have the same path or same recognition which you have, because now you start building yourself again as a brand. So you will start from the beginning.
Yeah, it's almost like you, well, in my case as well, what I'm doing is I'm designing a new life, designing a new way to be in the world, because the old way got you to a certain point, and the company might have had a specific idea for where they wanted to put you, but that might not have aligned with your own hopes and dreams. So you sort of go, that's great, they have this vision for me, but it doesn't align with how I want to spend my time. And that was very, very clear for me, as I didn't want to spend my time in that way. And then decided that I need to redesign a different type of lifestyle for me, which aligns more with my heart. And that's what this whole break is about for me. So you have taken a break and then went back into the industry again. And so did you do something similar or something completely different?
Totally different. And that's why it's so interesting, because, for example, in your case, you took that deliberate choice. Mm-hmm. To be what you want to be. And for me, it was not deliberate at that moment, but then eventually it became that what I want to be. Mm-hmm. Yes, it might not be as expected from me, but it's what I want to do as a person, I want to recognize myself in future, not as somebody like a mining industry top leader. That's been there, done that. I want to enjoy creating this future, which I can see right now. It might change in 5 year time, but this is what I want to be. Mm. So that understanding and that having confidence and comfort that this is what I want to be. And that's why it's very interesting. Even though you and me started different way, the conclusion is same, that self-awareness, that this is where we want to be. And this is just need to align with everybody else's expectation. This is the expectation you keep, or you keep it for yourself, and you, then you share with others.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of if you're going to take a break, you must use it for deep inner reflection work, deep self-work, and understand really how you do want to spend the rest of your time. And that's what that was one of the biggest reasons for me to take a break, was to do that inner work and to figure out how I want to be on this planet, what I want to do and how I want to spend my time. It was very important for me that I spend my time in a way that aligns with my values and purpose. And I think it's an ongoing journey. You're always figuring out what you're going to be doing next. For me, that inner work is really, really important. And it sounds to me as if you did quite a lot of reflection and figuring out what type of work you want to do, what type of person you want to be into the future. So you did, in your break, you did a lot of self-reflection. And the lessons that you learned during that break, were you able to bring those lessons back into the workplace with you when you rejoined the workplace? Like, I call it a sabbatical mindset. You know, that type of reflection you were doing, were you able to bring that back into the workplace with you?
So I would say a few things I did. Mm-hmm. So for example, everyday hero, that mindset was very much driving the whole foresight, helped me, not necessarily I have to be in the front seat. This is what I want to do. Through my work, I want to make this change for sustainability in mining or for consumer space or, you know, community space. So helping executive, but then also understanding why I first place took the break. So then also not to fall back into same trap that I lose my health, lose my life, whatever life and work balance I have, the time I have made. So I was very deliberate about, and especially I think post-COVID helped because companies become more flexible. So it was easy for me to plan my work around and keep my personal time, family time. So, but yes, so few things I took. Being aware that I do need time for myself, my family, need to focus on health. And also constantly aware that you don't have to go back and join the same race which you opt out for. So understanding why, even though I came back to corporate, I didn't came back for the same purpose. Mm. I came back more about introducing that future thinking. So this is my job. It's my not job to take this future thinking and then start implementing. Yeah. So knowing your boundary and aligning them was very important lesson I learned.
Yeah, it's very interesting because a lot of people that I've spoken to before they took the break had pushed themselves so far into having their work-life balance completely out of whack. And then they get to a point where they go, okay, this actually can't continue the way it's continuing. I can't carry on like this. And then they decide, okay, now I'm going to take a break and resign from work and take a break. And I'm wondering what habits and practices have you put in place to make sure that you don't go back to that time beforehand, you know, where your son says to you, I need to buy you a bed. What sort of habits have you put into place to make sure that you don't go back there?
Making sure I exercise, whatever happened. So try to do all the 7 days. I started practicing yoga exercise, so joined the online classes. So because it's online, you have to show up. So being committed. So initially, like, for example, in the break, I'm doing 7 days. Now it can be 4 days, 3 days. But being committed that it's not going to go below 4 days, making sure I go for long walks. So those things which I picked up. And then also being very aware if I'm skipping meal, it's not supposed. Like earlier when I used to work, sometimes it will go hours without thinking about water, food. Now being deliberate, putting those alarms, kind of using technology. So I track how much I walk, how much I drink water. So using technology to keep me on track of what I was not doing. And it's interesting because these technologies were there, but it's just you were not aware of it till you hit that rock bottom. So now being more aware of how I'm feeling, practicing mindfulness, and all those tools were around us. People talk about it. Even, you know, if somebody will say, yes, be mindful of how you think, how you behave, how you eat, read, all those things. But now I think I've become more deliberate about it and being committed to myself that, yes, I'm going to do exercise, whatever. And so, funny enough, now I find the time because it's I raise the awareness about it.
It's almost like you can use your break to reprogram yourself into some of the more healthier habits and become a more whole person. So you'll go, okay, now I'm going to do my exercise, I'm going to do my meditation, I'm going to do my yoga, I'm going to cook healthy meals. And you find time for those because you've got time. And I think the trick is then to keep that time in the calendar and then design your work around it.
Yeah.
You know, so that you still can be a healthy, highly functional human being, but you still have the healthy stuff mixed in with the hard working in between. I think that's really important.
And I think that's why that point you raised to being aware that why you took this break. So when you go back, you don't fall back from the same race. Fall back to the same race. You know where you why you went out, and now when you are back, it's new you. Mm. So things has to be new. Everybody, it might be shock for the people who hasn't seen you that way, but that's how you start building that, and also building that ecosystem around you, which support you there.
So how did your family react to you taking a break?
My family was very supportive because I'm working since I was like 12, 13 year old. I used to work for my dad. He was in publication. So I used to run errands and make money. So I'm working from very young age. So even my family was like, you have work all your life. So it's good to take a break. But my professional friends were a bit shocked because for them it was like, how can you just take a break? You're just consulting. His career is started. You're getting a lot of recognition in that space. Is it really? Can we help some way? So like offering you to stay on that race. So it was mixed, very supportive family side because they saw me. And I was working all along. So it was like meaning for them, it was all right choice to do it. But professionally, I did have more people saying, don't do this. Mm-hmm. What if when you want to come back? And that time, I was pretty much into mindset that this is where I hang my boot. I'm never coming back. Mm. And the one reason I came back, of course, the time gave me thinking what I want to do. But then another push came again from the family in a different way. My mother-in-law, interestingly, she and my husband were saying to me that I shouldn't fall into that trap that I want to work, but now because I made a decision not to work for family, I shouldn't go back because then I will set a wrong example for my son. He will believe that this is the way a woman should be. So think carefully, trade carefully. Do you really don't want to work or you now want to? So don't go into sacrifice mode. Stay true to yourself. Mm. And I think that also helped me to rethink and pivot me to this space.
Are you on another mini break right now?
No, it's not a mini break which I did for the health last time. It's more about the whole organization was going into restructuring. And I thought, as you know, when it's restructuring happen in any big organization, there are several mini alternate roles appear, which appeal on that time if you are in that space. But then I wanted to be, since I came this far, I built this thing. I wanted to be in the next space, which is a connecting dot to my career, rather than just opting for another job where... And because if I go for a job, which is I opt for it, but it was not aligned with what I built so far, it's very easy. I will fall into the trap where I was in, 5 years, 6 years back. So I said, no, I'm taking a mini break, but it's not that I'm not actively seeking the opportunity. So in that way, it's different. But I'm very focused on what kind of opportunity I want. And then I also want to start kind of pivot to the academic career. So in that way, seeking those opportunity, how to go and speak about foresight again. So I took a pause from public speaking. So I started doing some of that. Then I got the opportunity to contribute for 2 chapters for foresight for an upcoming textbook. So I thought it's a good time to start learning those skills, how to write better. So investing some time to learn writing skill for academic writing and all. So it's intentional mini break, but it's not that I'm taking a 6 month or 3 months break. It's more about seeking the right opportunity.
Yeah, that makes complete sense to me because when you're going through a big restructure, the jobs that are available aren't necessarily the ones that are going to help you further the way you want to be or the things you want to learn. So I think it's really brave to go, none of these jobs are what I actually want to continue doing or spending my time on. So I'm going to look for a job that is more aligned to the things that I want to learn into the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it bravery came with the experience, because I did it once. For me, it was easy. If it was my first time, I might not be as brave as you are. But because I've been there out and in, so it was easy for me to make this call that I don't have to opt for what being offered. I can just wait for the right time, right opportunity, or build my own opportunity outside.
Yeah, my next question would have been around, will you take a sabbatical again? But it sounds like you're already inside of one, and you're designing it in the way that you want to make use of it.
Yeah, so I came across this word, which was one of the U.S. author approached me. They were doing this. So in this process, when we are doing this digital work and remote working, so it's kind of freelancing, but there is a very specific word.
Yeah, okay.
So she introduced me to, she asked me, what you're doing is a gig economy, what you think about it? And I said, that's a new word for me, but actually if I see, that's what I do. Even if you see my whole life, my career pivoted every 2 to 3 years, because if I keep doing, if I enjoy and I am learning, but then I pivot to the next. So that mindset, then I start reading about it, that how you stay, do the short, so go into the short term or long term, but you don't commit, your work is not your life and doesn't define you. It's you should separate your own personal persona and your work persona. And it's not often easy when we start our career. And I think that taking this type of breaks helped me to identify. And I think also becoming a mother helped me, because then you start recognizing your impact around, you know, others. Because when you are just a professional, independent professional or single professional, the way you see society is different. But when you become parent, you start seeing your imprint differently. And I think that helped me. Being a mom, it was easy for me, because I can see if I am falling back to that race, the most I'm getting, losing out is that precious time.
Mm. Yeah, for me, the big thing is time. It's all about time for me. How do I want to spend my time? The whole redesigning is like, what does the perfect day look like for me, or the perfect week, or the perfect month? And it's got space for me, and it's got space for my work, and it's got space for my exercise, and it's got space for adventures. And it's, you know, it's trying to figure out how to be a more complete person in this world. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't spoken about yet in this podcast?
So I do advise other people when they say, it's not going well, it's a toxic environment, or I'm not feeling good in this place, I want to break, because you did it or some other person did it. So especially for young professionals, when they say to me, or they just want to be an entrepreneur because it's cool to be, then I always advise that before you commit, make sure you financially plan for it. So at least you should have a 6 month or a 1 year buffer. You can plan your, start thinking about the lifestyle and how you're going to sustain yourself in that environment. Because even if you're starting a startup, you need to understand it's not going to start giving you paycheck from like 3 months. So learning about what you're going into, but then also expecting that this will bring change, not just you and financially, it will also will change you as a person. So how you understand that and go into it, but think carefully. In my case, even though my sabbatical, the one which I call official sabbatical, was very sudden, but I was pivoting myself every few years and few months. So somehow I was kind of used to going in and out of these cycles and going into the different career. But still, if I look back, I will say it's always good to plan ahead, like deep think. And I think it's everybody is different. So everybody will have a different point. Interesting part is when I was listening to you is that we all kind of arrive on the same point, which is what you want to be, what you want to do with your life, and with whom you want to share maximum time. And that's everybody is arrived to that point.
Yeah, I think that's what a sabbatical needs to be like. It's just, well, it's my opinion, but that's what it needs to be like. You need to come out of it a different person than that went into the sabbatical. Come out a different person, or a slightly changed person, somebody who knows a little bit more about what they want to do and how they want to spend their time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me in the studio. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thanks. Thank you. And thanks. And good luck for your sabbatical. And look forward to hear more stories and read your book.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.